Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Ask Megan Show, brought to you by Balancing Point Podcast. On this show, Megan Fairchild, who's a principal dancer with New York City Ballet, answers your questions. So let's go ahead and get started with today's show.
Today's question comes from someone who wanted to remain anonymous, and they wrote in, "What steps did you take to get to where you are today? I've been thinking about careers in dance, teaching, or professional. I'm not sure what steps I should take to get there. What is your opinion about dance intensives or boot camps? Would they be beneficial to every dancer no matter their skill level? I'm attending one soon and I'm self-conscious about being the worst one there." Thanks for writing in, and no problem that you want to remain anonymous. So for myself, I have been dancing since the age of 4 and a half. I started with tap and then quickly added ballet and jazz to my weekly lessons. When I was 9, I auditioned for the Ballet West Nutcracker, the earliest age that you can audition. And I was in their production in many different roles over the years from the ages of 9 to 15. When I was 12, I started focusing mostly on ballet, which consisted of 2 ballet classes after school every day. At the age of 15, I went to my first summer course away from home at the School of American Ballet in New York City, the company which feeds into New York City Ballet, which is the company that I'm now in. And then I stayed for their year-round program the next year, finishing my junior and senior year of high school in New York City, living in a dormitory with other dancers. And the beginning of my senior year of high school, I got offered an apprenticeship with New York City Ballet. The path I took was very competitive, and most people that I was in class with had been training since a very young age as well. So age is important when considering a career in dance. It is also very hard on the body, and you have to really have a disciplined attitude to get through the rough moments. And then there is, of course, the competitive aspect that you have to have a really tough skin for, not only to deal with critics and criticism from ballet masters, but to deal with the stress of constantly being in competition with your peers for parts. It takes a very determined, passionate, and disciplined attitude to do well in the ballet world, as well as any other field of dance. If you're interested in teaching, a great route would be to take ballet classes through high school and then attend a university that has a ballet department. You get to be in a mini company type of experience, so you're doing rehearsals, classes, and performances, but you also get to understand the background of the ballet world in history classes, as well as lots of classes in kinesiology and things about the body to help you understand the way the body works in ballet. The University of Utah and Indiana University are 2 great dance programs, and the U of U has also a great modern department. I'm sure there are a lot of other schools that would offer you a similar curriculum, but those are the ones I know most about myself. And then this degree would give you a wonderful base of knowledge for teaching. As for ballet boot camps, anything like that is great if it's fun for you. You shouldn't pressure yourself into doing anything that seems too intense or wouldn't be an enjoyable experience, because that's really what we're all doing this for anyways, is because this is something that we enjoy. And it's definitely can be a very helpful thing to a dancer, no matter what their skill level is. So when I went to SAB when I was 15 and 16 for the summer program, it was kind of like a boot camp type of experience, you could say. And I took a couple classes a day, and it gets very focused, and I improved a lot over that very first summer. So don't worry about being the worst one there. I'm sure, but someone told me before I first went away from home that there's always someone worse than you and there's always someone better than you. So it's good to stay kind of humble in that way. I wish you all the best, and thanks for writing in. Thanks for tuning in to Ask Megan. We will be back next week with another new episode. If you would like to ask me a question about ballet, please go to balancingpoint.com as well as premierdancenetwork.com, click on the Ask Megan link, and record your question. You can also find me on Instagram at mfairchild17, Twitter at fairchildmegan, or through my website, meganfairchild.com. Have a wonderful August.